You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Hello again, friends, and welcome inside, for me at least, the Riverland Roofing Studios, the little house up top, Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, and the new edition of Talk of Champions with the man, Walker Jones. He leads Ole Miss's Grove Collective. Walker, you're a busy man right now. Thank you for the time. How you doing?
All doing good. You know, we're knee-deep in it, but it's exciting, and, you know, things are moving fast and furious, and, you know, we're battling at the highest levels, and I think it's showing, and you know, Coach Kiffin and his staff have done a phenomenal job, you know, setting a great culture that's easy to, I wouldn't say easy, but is very popular to recruit to, and, you know, winning at a high level, developing athletes, having a system to integrate these transfers in a very quick way. I think that that's served us well, along with just our process between the collective and the university and the coaching staff. I think we're very organized. We stick to our plan. And I think in a crazy world like this portal, which is as crazy as I've ever been a part of, this is my third one, and this one's as tricky and as, you know, crazy as any of them. But I think all those things have served us well, given us a chance to, you know, be at the be a leader in the landscape. So it's tiring. I hadn't gotten a ton of sleep, but it's well worth it for sure.
What's been the trickiest part of this portal, particularly this this portal process? Because, like you said, it's a unique thing every single year. There are no set rules. What has made this one challenging or more beneficial, more profitable? I don't know. Just what's made it so unique?
I think the unknown. I think that we're sitting here at the precipice of a major change in name, image, and likeness in college athletics in general, with this impending, you know, house settlement, you know, if it goes through. And, you know, I think this is all new for everybody, you know, and what the kind of post house settlement world will look like, from, you know, rev sharing to supplemental NIL and the regulatory environment that's going to come with that, I think is anyone's best guess. So we're having to, you know, plan for a lot of contingencies. We're having to really be creative. We're having to, you know, gather as much information out there about what the landscape and our competition is doing, and finding our best way through that. And so I think that's probably the biggest variable and the biggest challenge right now, is just the unknown of what 2025 is going to look like if the house settlement goes through. If it doesn't go through for some reason, you know, then we're kind of back to square one again with the current model, which, you know, has its own unique challenges. But I think that's the biggest thing, is, you know, you're building rosters now based off a system you think will be in place in July, but you don't really know.
As far as operationally, what's the response been, both from Ole Miss fans and their giving for the third straight year? And then also, like you said, Ole Miss has developed a reputation in this space specifically about it does what it says it's going to do. A lot of unknowns in this space. Ole Miss is a known. It's a known. They've pretty much lay out what you know, what they're going to do and what they have, what the plan is for you. So what's the response been, both in recruiting players and getting them signed, and also from the giving aspect?
Well, I think both those things are so connected. You know, mm-hmm. I'll start with our fans. Number one, our fans for the third year in a row have trusted us. They believed in the process. They understand it. And they know that every dollar they give, no matter how big or how small, makes an immediate impact on our ability to put the best rosters in place, you know, retain the best players, recruit the best players. I just, you know, so overwhelmed by the amount of support and the generosity of our fans through thick and thin. You know, we've had a lot of good times, but we've had some down times too. And, you know, they've hung in there with us, and we couldn't, obviously, I know it's a cliche, but we literally could not do it without them and their support. And I think we've been, you know, one of the things that's been really important to me is, look, every dollar matters. Like, it doesn't matter if you don't have, you know, a lot of disposable income. If you're a $10 a month giver, a $20 a month giver, that's, you know, those things are just as important. And the good news is we've had a lot of people in mass come at all levels of giving, and they've given us the ability to put the resources in place for our coaches to realize the vision of how they want to build their roster. So I think that's the first thing, is just our fans and the support they give and how humbling that is to see. And then secondly, I think, like I said earlier, you know, Coach Kiffin and really all our coaches, you know, down the line have done a great job of showing an ability to have a plan for roster management. To stick to that plan, to be able to bring in new faces and integrate them into the culture and the system and the process of our coaching staff and our football program. And I think, you know, I could say that for, you know, all of our programs here on campus, is I think they've bought into this new world and the challenges that it presents, and they've turned those short-term challenges into long-term opportunities. And I think that's what great coaches do. It's just a testament to our coaches sticking to their process, embracing the, you know, all the things that the transfer portal and NIL bring to us. And it really set the tone with the recruit. I mean, this is a popular destination, again, because of the brand that our coaches have created, especially Coach Kiffin, and the ability to integrate these transfers in a fast way into the program. So certainly makes things easier. So when you combine the support from our fans and our donors with the culture that's been created and the reputation from our coaching staff, there's no surprise that we're battling at the top of the, you know, top of the landscape here.
As far as addressing needs, do you feel like Ole Miss is where it needs to be at this point in the process, in the first window? Has any position surprised you with its price tag, both high, low, whatever it might be? Just where is Ole Miss in terms of addressing its needs, in your opinion?
Oh, I think we're right on track. I mean, again, I think, you know, everybody would say that, you know, oh yeah, we're right where we need to be. But I really think that, again, this is the kind of culmination of a planning and a process that started months ago. Mm-hmm. And I give, you know, Billy Glasscock, our GM, our personnel department there at Ole Miss, our coaching staff, Coach Kiffin, and everybody, about constantly evaluating the roster and not waiting until the week before the transfer portal to open and go, oh, okay, what do we want to go get? I think that there was that process, again, was implemented throughout the entire year, starting back with, you know, this summer when we went into fall camp and looking at the roster, who would possibly return, who we were going to lose to the draft or graduation, and having a plan and constantly refining that plan throughout the year. And so when the portal comes, it's like, let's hit send, let's hit go and execute. And so we knew, you know, before the portal even opened, our staff had put a plan in place. You know, my job is to try to bring the resources to implement that plan. Once the coaches communicate, you know, what they're looking for, what our biggest needs are, it's my job to then, you know, get the agreements done, have the resources, and try to execute on that plan. But really, we kind of take a methodical approach, and it's really, it's kind of starts with retention. You know, mm-hmm. Who are the players on the current roster that we want to retain? Because that really dictates what the portal's going to look like. So you've got retention, who you're losing, who you're keeping, which then dictates, you know, what your needs are in the portal. And then you've got this early signing day period with high school recruiting in the 1st of December, which is relatively new, which adds a whole nother variable to it, that you're trying to secure your young talent early on as well. And so all those things kind of add together to put your needs and your priorities in place. And I think we're right on track. I think you've seen some, you know, some really nice additions so far. I think you're going to start hearing from our current players, those guys that are going to come back and be retained. So I think you're going to hear some really good news on that front between now and the Gator Bowl. So yeah, I feel good where we are. Now there's still a lot of work to be done. And Ben, the other piece of this is now you've got the playoff, mm-hmm. which is going to last for another month. And you'll have players on those playoff teams that'll go on the portal. You know, now I don't know if everybody knows, but you get a 5-day window from your bowl game or indoor playoff game to enter the portal. So you could have teams in the playoff making it into January, playing in the playoff, get beat, and you'll have some players go in as late as mid-January. So, you know, the portal won't close for a while, and there'll probably be some really good players playing in the playoff or playing these bowl games, it'll go in late. And so therefore you kind of gotta keep some dry powder. You can't get frustrated. You can't get nervous. You can't overreach too soon, because you really got to play the long game for what could come, you know, here in January.
If you could change one thing right now about the system, would it be maybe implementing the first window after the season is over, this whole free agency period before as the playoffs are happening? No other sport does this. Or is there something else that in your position really stands out more than that? Like, what would you change if you could change one thing right this minute?
Oh, look, I think that's a big question. It's a great question. And I think it kind of depends on what chair you're sitting in and what your answer is. You know, for me, you know, I think some ability to, you know, maintain balance from a contractual standpoint, contracting with the athletes, you know, the portal is wonderful. I'm not against mobility, player mobility, but I think the way it's set up now, it causes some real problems. When you're trying to, you know, build your roster and spend your money in the most effective way, and especially with RevShare coming now, I think that's going to add a whole nother piece to it. So I think there's got to be, you know, whether that's collective bargaining or something like that, I think that balance in the contracting world, I think, is necessary. So there's accountability on both sides. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big one from when you sit in my chair, because, you know, you're trying to hold on to these players, you know, through the term of their agreement, which is really hard sometimes. And then I think the other piece, you said it, is just the way the cadence of the schedule, the calendar, and the way it's, you know, you've got this early signing period, then the portal opens, you still have bowl games going on, you had conference championships, now you've got the playoff, then you've got a late signing day period, then you have a portal that opens up again in the spring, in April. And so I just think there needs to be some symmetry when it comes to, you know, what happens when. And to your point, the NFL has figured it out. All these other professional leagues have figured it out. And the sooner that we can adopt their model and their calendar, the better we're going to be. It's just it creates a lot of imbalance. It makes times of the year like right now really, really challenging, not just for us, but for the players as well. I mean, you think about the players, they've got a lot coming at them. Are they going to transfer? Are they going to stay? They're trying to compete and play. You know, they have agents talking to them, you know, so not just for the sake of collectives or the schools or the coaches, but I think for the players as well, I think is really important that we get some balance. So I think the calendar's got to be high up there.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Ole Miss fans, make your holidays bigger and brighter with Prize Picks, the best place to get real money action while watching your favorite sports. Join now, because this holiday season, Prize Picks is giving away 2 free picks in December, and they're giving away $30+ million in rewards during Picksmas. You can now win up to 1,000 times your money on Prize Picks. And Prize Picks now offers MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season. So don't wait any longer. Download the Prize Picks app today and use my promo code, TALKOFCHAMPIONS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, download the Prize Picks app today, use my promo code, TALKOFCHAMPIONS, and you'll get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app. And who doesn't want to win 1,000 times your cash? Prize Picks, run your game. Look, in the old days, you couldn't talk in specifics about players, but now this is free agency. And like the Penn State quarterback, he's in the portal because he has to be. He wants to go get an opportunity coming in for a visit here. It's not easy for anyone involved. And hopefully there will be something that comes as far as regulating the calendar that helps things. Have any of the entrants, as far as Ole Miss players getting into the portal, surprised you at all?
Not really. Again, I think that speaks to the plan that our coaches and our personnel department put together. We kind of knew, for the most part, the guys that would possibly want to go look around and get to a better situation. And look, that's, you know, I want our fans to understand it's not a negative when a guy goes in the portal. Like sometimes, you know, they've had a change in their lives, you know, a family situation, they may have graduated, or they just want to go play. And they feel like that they can go to another place and realize their dream of being a starter or a contributor, and they haven't been able to do that here. And so, you know, you really don't want to begrudge those players for doing that. And for the most part, I think the ones that have gone in that we have been fully supportive of, our coaches have, and have done a great job of encouraging and supporting those players when they make that difficult decision, because it's probably not easy. But yeah, I think, I don't think there've been any major surprises. Again, I brag on our process with our coaches and the culture that Coach Kiffin has put in place. And I really say this, that we've really had a high success rate of retaining the players that are major contributors to us. And, you know, I think you could count on one hand over the last 3 years, the players that have left that have played significant roles for us. And so, again, I attribute that to the process and the culture and the program that the coaches have put in place and that we've put in touch from a collective standpoint. You know, I think I'm very proud to be able to say that we've paid every dollar we've been contracted to pay to all our athletes. And, you know, I don't think there's some schools that can make that, you know, statement. So, but you know, when a player comes to that decision, we want to support them, and we try to make the cleanest break possible from a contractual standpoint and help them out the way, because that's who you are, that's your reputation. And the last thing you want to do is have a player feel like he didn't get what he was supposed to get, or he was wronged or lied to or whatever. And to your previous question, I think the fact that we haven't done that is why this is such a popular destination to come here.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I mean, Ole Miss is a school that means what it says and says what it means. And in a space where that's not often the case, it's certainly a feather in Ole Miss's cap. We're in the Riverland Roofing Studios, Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs. Few, if any, are doing more in the Ole Miss NIL space to help contribute to this than Riverland Roofing. So give them your business, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. The portal, the first portal window closes on December 28th, meaning that, God, I hate it, man. Y'all going to be working through Christmas. Y'all going to be taking phone calls, doing this, that, and the other. What are these next few days going to be like? I mean, do you anticipate any commitments soon? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we will. We'll have some commitments, you know, probably, you know, daily coming up through there. I remember last year on Christmas Eve, I was trying to get dressed to go to church, take my family to church, and we were waiting on Walter Nolan to you know, sign. And that went all the way up, I think, until I was sitting in church on Christmas Eve. So, man. You know, it doesn't really stop, but, you know, that's okay. I mean, my family certainly understand it. Our coaches understand it. Their families understand it. And it's just kind of the world that we're in, love it or hate it. You know, that's the way it goes. But yeah, look, it'll be hectic. And I think that there'll be some lulls in there, you know, here and there. You know, like there's a dead period coming up here where there are no official visits, so there won't be players on campus. So we'll get a little bit of a breather on that. But I think what you learn is you just kind of have to constantly be on call. You know, I literally now, whether I'm going Christmas shopping or going to eat lunch, I always have my computer with me now. Like just in case I get a phone call, hey, we got to get this term sheet out or get this agreement out, and I can, you know, pop up my laptop. I was literally sitting at my wife's, with my wife at my daughter's basketball game. My computer typing up a contract during the middle of a high school basketball game. So again, you just got to do what you do. But look, we all signed up for this, and again, it's you know, some of it actually I enjoy, and you know, constantly being in the mix, I think is a good look. I'd much rather be busy right now than it not be busy, because then we wouldn't be doing what we're supposed to be doing. So but to your point, even when that portal closes, you still have all these teams that are playing, and they get that 5-day window after their bowl game, just like our players will. So, you know, we're in this race to get all our players, you know, re-upped and retained, you know, before all that happens, and we'll have players going into the portal up through, you know, mid-January. So, you know, it won't slow down, but hey, bring it on. Let's go.
Yeah. As far as, and last question here, as far as the second portal window, do you try to get as much possibly done now? Because that second window, is it more about building out or filling out maybe where you didn't necessarily address it like you wanted to here or this, that, and the other? What's the focus for the second portal window in comparison to this window? Because this feels like the one where you're really trying to, you know, make your hay, you know?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point, Ben. They definitely are unique. And, you know, this one is, there's certainly a larger number. There's probably a higher level player in the portal right now. I think the spring portal window is not as many. The volume is less. It's a tighter time period. And it's really a chance for these players to take stock of what happened during spring ball. Did they like where they went? Were they in the role they thought they were in? It actually, you know, gives our coaches another opportunity to evaluate the new players that we brought in, some of the current players that we kept. And so it's another evaluation window for our coaching staff. And I think what you see in that portal window is really trying to get depth, you know, depth of positions, maybe some guys that, you know, weren't as highly rated, but they can play a role for you, adding some depth at some key positions. Every now and then you'll find, you know, you obviously find some starters in there too. And it basically gives that the opportunity for players to make that one last move if they, you know, had an issue during spring practice or not. And we certainly contract in a manner that protects us as much as possible because of that portal window. And look, I think the coaches would tell you that they spring practice and how they manage the players during spring practice is definitely affected by that portal window. Mm. So I think the coaches have to coach them a little different in spring, knowing that in, you know, 15 days after spring practice, they could potentially leave. So I think coaches, it's probably a bigger change on coaches, both good and bad, because I think they have to coach the kids a little different during that time.
Real quick, what is the position that has surprised you with how competitive it has been negotiating for that position? Because I know last year edge was crazy, you know. Yeah. So like this edge is always crazy, but like what position, any of them surprise you with maybe how competitive the market is?
I mean, when I say this, everybody's going to go, well, of course, I mean, quarterback. Mm-hmm. We all know how valuable it may be the most valuable position in all sports, but I didn't imagine how insane the market would be the first 10 or 12 days in the portal for quarterbacks. I think that, they know now more than ever, if you don't have a quarterback, not much else matters. And, you know, the players that have proven themselves at really any level at that position are getting compensated at a very high rate. And I think that was the one that you kind of always say, yeah, of course, quarterbacks are expensive. Well, this year, I think it was far greater than what all of us anticipated. So I think that, you know, that one probably sticks out the most just in the value. And I think the other thing about that, too, is quarterbacks have real NIL value. So they can also, not only are they going to get paid well from a rev share standpoint, if that comes through with the settlement, but they also have tremendous value off the field too, because they are the quarterback. So they demand higher dollars. And if there is this regulatory environment that's going to come on this supplemental third party NIL, you can justify a lot of NIL for quarterbacks. A little harder to do it for a left guard or a center or a, you know, inside linebacker, but a quarterback can really demand true NIL value. So I think that's the other reason why you're seeing this really high value for the quarterback position.
He's Walker Jones. He's the head of the Grove Collective for Ole Miss, all Ole Miss sports, football, basketball, baseball, you name it. Walker's the one that handles all the balance sheets, man, and he's doing great work. Thank you, my friend, for coming on Talk of Champions. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, hotty-totty. Merry Christmas to everybody. You too, Ben. Thanks, buddy.